it will be finished.
Okay, so business website is in the works. I see. My director is here now, and his name is Paul.
Okay.
One moment.
Okay. Hi, Nick.
Hey.
Happy Thursday to you. How's your day going so far?
It's going pretty well. How's your day going?
Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. So, you know, CJ wanted me to get on the line, of course, with the website in the works right now and almost completed. This would be a perfect time for us to make sure that people can find that website without already knowing the name of your business. You don't want it just to end up like a digital business card. You want to be found when someone in your service area is looking for a kitchen remodel, bathroom, you know, decks or porches or any of the services that you want to be found for. So that's where we come in. We're an SEO company, a digital marketing firm. We've been around since 2004. So over 21 years of industry experience. I've been with the company myself for 13 years. We are a Google Premier partner. We are looking for one business in the area to provide these services and to promote them onto that first page of Google. You would also be on the first page of Bing. About 1 out of 10 people will search on Bing instead of Google. We want you to get those calls as well. Now, I know you're doing this for residential customers. Are you looking for commercial work too?
Oh, absolutely.
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 Okay, perfect. Great. So we can actually make sure that we target specific places within that 20-mile radius. We can go even a little bit farther if we need to. We don't draw a big circle around you, so we can focus on specific cities, even neighborhoods where you want to be found, target both residential and commercial clients. You'll have a Yelp listing, Facebook paid ads as well, of course, Siri on a smartphone, Apple Maps. It's a flat rate month-to-month. Calls come to you, so you're not paying for leads. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate, very high conversion rate when someone sees your website first and then decides to call you. Whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50, you're going to see that reduced rate of exactly $299. That is a reduced savings. You know, you're going to save $300 a month. It is a flat rate. It's comprehensive, all-inclusive, no taxes or fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or, you know, simple, straightforward pricing bills once a month for that amount. Now, we do build websites for our clients that don't have one. Since you have a website in the works, we don't have to build that for you. I want to go ahead and waive the $99 setup fee that would normally attach to that first month. It would just be $299 as an out-the-door cost. Now, of course, you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system so you can see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Sure, of course.
So for $299, so $299, right? I get
correct.
So when people look up, let's say properties or look up contractors near me, my company will pop up.
You'll always be one of the options. You'll never be the only company that pops up, but at least as long as you're on that first page as one of the options, you know, with a handful of good reviews and we can help you get more reviews, you are going to get phone calls. Not everyone will call you. I have to be honest with that. And
of course,
you know, I think that's okay. You know, honestly, you're not going to get a bunch of random phone calls, people looking for estimates, that type of thing. You will get calls from someone who would have most likely seen the website. They saw something they liked. They're calling you directly and specifically. Now, you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. As long as it's a service that we're listing when we promote your business, as long as it's a service that's on your website and you want to be found for, we'll do what's called a client interview. So we're going to talk to you in detail about your services and what you want to be found for, your service area, different places, different cities and zip codes, and, of course, anything like a motto or a mission statement. So we will promote your business exactly the way you want the public to see it, and that does mean high-quality calls coming directly to you. Now, that tracking system that I mentioned, of course, you know, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Mm-hmm. You can manage your online reviews and kind of maintain your reputation right through your client dashboard. Again, we will be creating multiple directories, different platforms that Google wants to see, and most of that will allow someone to write a review. Wherever that review originates, it will repopulate on your tracking system. Now, who right now is responding to your online reviews?
Me. I'm doing everything. I just hired on. Like, you know, we're a newly opened business. We've been open for about a month now.
You're right.
I have like 7 jobs so far.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So we're doing okay. That's the best.
No, that's really good. Especially, you know, I mean, you're kind of ahead of the curve, to be honest with you. I mean, I talk to business owners all the time. They might be in their first year, second year. They're maybe trying to build a website themselves. I mean, you know, to be very brand new and already have that website almost completed, to have work coming in, mm-hmm. that's fantastic too. Being that it's almost a brand new business, I mean, basically it is. You know, I know, you know, CJ attached the Angie, your home advisor profile here too. That must be a very new service for you as well. It's a very different service, of course. You know, with that, you know, you're getting leads, you're getting a phone number, you have to follow up with that. You're kind of in a bidding war because the leads aren't exclusive. Your competitors are handling that same lead.
Right, I'm not really liking that.
It's tough because, you know, a lot of times, and I've been doing this a long time, like I mentioned, I've talked to business owners before it was even, you know, kind of Angie Lead or Home Advisor powered by Angie. It was Home Advisor. So I've talked to a lot of business owners that say sometimes it's hard to get somebody on the line. If you don't get that lead basically first, you know, someone might get it hours or even days before you. That person might not even be answering the phone. Or maybe they're using that service because they want multiple contractors to call them. They're looking for many bids. Have you gotten leads? It sounds like you have and tried to follow up with them already, right?
Yeah. You know what? Angie, it's just hard because, like you said, the bidding war, and they're just going to go with the cheapest option. And that's been the toughest part for me.
You know, I talk to business owners who say I lowballed myself. I lowered my own rate because I wasn't getting any jobs. You know, I had to put something into work, and that cuts into your profit margin. I mean, when you're paying for leads and don't turn into jobs, and then you're having to lower your price to get a job. I mean, you know, you're not going to be immune to someone who is looking for estimates when they call you off of Google, but it's going to be a much lower percentage. And you're not trying to call somebody who might not even answer the phone. You're simply going to get more phone calls directly to you. Getting someone on the line who's actually still interested in talking to you, I mean, that's the hardest part of something like Angie or Thumbtack. That is completely eliminated from this process because you'll simply get more phone calls.
So, doing this process, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guaranteed more phone calls that's just going to me.
It has to happen. I mean, you're servicing a 20-mile service area. That encompasses a lot of territory and a lot of people, both residential and commercial clients. Now, let me do a quick search just to kind of give you a rough estimate. And you're kind of based out of the 43085, right?
Columbus, Ohio, 43219, either one.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, it's all going to be included anyway when I do a search for 20 miles. This search, though, I mean, all the time, these are probably, you know, about 80, maybe 75% of the total number of searches because it's not going to generate everything. In fact, in this case, 8, 9. The 9 most popular search phrases related to remodeling, kitchen, bathroom, you know, the services that you want to be found for. You're not going to be limited by keywords. Like I said, as long as it's a service you provide, even misspellings you can get found for, you can get phone calls for. But when I did this search, it's only generating the top 9, which is probably about 80%, you know, maybe 75% of the total number of searches. In the last 30 days for those 9 most popular search phrases, 20-mile radius, 1,814 searches. Now, that's probably not 1,800 people searching once. People will search a few times in a couple of different ways, and I'm absolutely not trying to tell you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. But Google's been very clear with us from the beginning. The businesses that are on the first page will see from 1% to 2% of the total number of searches for their services to translate into direct phone calls to them. So roughly 1,800, 1% would be 18, 2% would be 36. We could probably add 5 on the low end, 10 on the high end, because like I said, that's not everything you can be found for. If you're getting 20 to 40, maybe even 50 phone calls in a month from someone who saw your website first and then decided to call you, I think even a very modest conversion rate would have you being quite profitable, maybe even being able to pick and choose the work. I mean, it's really designed for one job that wouldn't have found you otherwise to more than offset the cost of the service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you guys, I'm assuming you guys, like, seen businesses like mine really boom from you guys' services, huh?
I've been with the company, like I said, 13 years. I've got clients that have been with me for 10 years or more. As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 14, 16, 18 mm-hmm. years. You know, nobody cancels on profit. As far as where you can put your business and how to advertise your business, you know, some companies still say, well, I go door to door, or I put up flyers, or I put an ad in the newspaper. I mean, some of those methods, are a billboard even, I mean, they are still tried, but they're not as true as they used to be. Most people know, like, even if you put a business card in my windshield or my window, I'm probably just going to throw it away, you know, because I may not even need your service. And I know when I do,
right.
I'm going to Google right. it. I'm going to go on my smartphone. I'm going to look at a website or two. I might look at a review or two, and I'm going to call someone off of what I see when I
right.
need the service. So it's very different than advertising. It's strategic marketing. Mm-hmm. It's putting your business right on that first page in the exact moment that someone is looking to find the right company to call. So you'll definitely see
right.
the results that you're looking for, especially mm-hmm. with the website in the works and almost ready to be promoted. I mean, most business owners understand the value of a website, but not everyone makes the connection. I mean, it only works when people see it. And if it's not on the first page of a search, people won't see it unless they already know the name
right.
of their business. And as a young company, a brand new business, it's not getting, you know, word of mouth, it's probably not that reliable factor driving new business your way just yet. But
mm-hmm.
Google replaces that. Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. When we don't know who to call, we trust Google. We grab our smartphone, we hop
mm-hmm.
on our computer, and when you're one of those top options, you're going to get phone calls. And every new customer that finds you online is someone who can use your services down the road, recommend you to their
right.
friends, start an entirely new traditional word of mouth stream for you. So it's a great way to get
right.
your name
right.
out there and get more people aware of the fact that you're providing these services.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, question. So you know how, like, on Google Ads, the more you pay, the more you get out there, right? So with this $2.99, right,
mm-hmm.
am I automatically going to get out there as much as, like, somebody paying $1,000 a month? Like,
so that's a really good question, and we're talking about two similar but different places on the search result. So with
yeah.
Google pay-per-click ads, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Having a bigger budget will help you because you'll have
yeah.
you'll be capturing your entire impression share. No matter what your budget is, and we're not actually going to be doing the Google ads. There's like 3 to 5 businesses at the very top of the page. You do rotate in and out of those spots, you know, no matter what your budget is. But as long as you have a high enough budget to be there when you're eligible, then yeah, you'll show up more often than someone who doesn't.
Right.
But with this, we're talking about the local map, the PAC result that pops up still near the very top of the page. It's just below the pay-per-click, the Google paid ads.
Right.
Google paid ads, that's something we can offer for you. I mean, that's actually why we became a Google partner over 10 years ago, why Google started that partnership program 10 years ago. We were one of the very first companies to become a Google partner. It was to help businesses
right.
get a higher return on investment with Google pay-per-click ads. Now, we're mm-hmm. including Facebook ads instead. Google ads are like $5, $10, $15 per click for your services and area.
Right.
Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. Clicks don't always lead to calls. Calls don't always lead to jobs. And we wouldn't want you to pay $15 for someone just to click on your website and then click off of it. So
right.
I've been doing
right.
this a long
right.
time. And like I said, we are a Google partner. We can still, and we do still offer, and we do still have clients that do Google leads, pay-per-click ads. Deeper
mm-hmm.
pockets, when you're more established, it's a good return on investment, but something that's a little bit more budget friendly is Facebook ads. And it's going to kind of cover more bases for you because you're already going to be in the local map, the PAC result right near the top of the page. And if someone
right.
sees you on Google, or even if they don't, these are retargeting ads on Facebook. You probably heard it happen
mm-hmm.
to somebody else or maybe to you. You search for something on
mm-hmm.
Google, the next thing you know, it's popping up on your Facebook page, and it's not
it's,
a coincidence.
On my, yes, yes, yes.
It's,
mm-hmm.
it's targeted marketing, and it's going to happen
mm-hmm.
for you. You know, someone does a search, let's say they search kitchen remodeling contractor. They see your website, they see your business popping up on their Facebook page. They might even remember seeing your business name when they did that search on Google.
Right.
They're for sure going to be reminded, yeah, I do still need to call somebody. Oh, here it is. Let me look at his website. You know, it's going to be a great way to get your name out there in front of more people, get more phone calls. It is more budget friendly. It is included in the $2.99. We do not expect you to have to come out of pocket beyond that because, like I said, 25 cents per click, maybe 20 cents per click. $100 is 400 clicks in a month. That's going to cover your service area, cover your entire month. It's our job to make sure you get the best return on investment. Now, if it's like 3 or 5 days before the end of the month and you're clicked out, we might call you and say, hey, you want to pay another $15 just to see you through the end of the month? You just want to wait until next month and it refreshes again. But, you know, $100 for a Facebook ads goes a very long way. And, I mean, it's really designed to get your name out there, get you a couple extra phone calls in a month, maybe a couple extra jobs in a month. But, you know, we can talk about doing Google ads down the road. The minimum requirement to do Google pay-per-click ads is $300 by itself. So it would basically double what you'd be spending just to add the Google pay-per-click ads on there. Not always the most budget-friendly thing, especially for younger and smaller businesses. That's something that I didn't think would benefit you too much, but we can always talk about it down the road.
You know, and you know, just being truthfully, like, you know, Angie's running me dry because I'm paying $1,400 for Angie, and it's like,
wow.
I haven't really closed on any jobs from Angie, right? I've closed on maybe three out of 15,
okay.
16, 17.
Right.
You know, maybe.
Right.
And then, like, and it's $1,500, and then I pay for Thumbtack. A Thumbtack's $100 per lead, and then,
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a pricing director, I mean, I have to be honest with you, and I can send you a link to our pricing page. We're talking about our platinum package here, which is a comprehensive package of search engine optimization and social media. If you didn't already have a website in the works, it does come with a landing page. Sometimes I can even get that upgraded to a custom website for free. I mean, it's my job as a pricing director to make this affordable. What I was going to say is that package is listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. I'm almost always going to add at least a $99 setup fee, reduce it by $200. But I mean, I want to make this affordable for you, especially, you know, you're being honest with me. You're telling me you've got a lot of expenses, and I know from experience talking to business owners that Thumbtack and Angie's, those are expensive services, and it's a lot of money going out before money comes in, and sometimes, you know, it doesn't happen fast enough. Newer businesses, you know, it's usually the companies that are a little more established, they've got a little bit deeper pockets, they can absorb the leads that don't turn into jobs, knowing that they might get a $20,000 job, but it might take 15 leads before they get that. You know, younger, smaller businesses can't always wait that long. And like I said, I want to make this affordable for you. I do want to waive the entire setup fee. And like I said, that new in business rate that you absolutely qualify for, it's a fixed rate. It's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on down the road. It's really just designed to make it and keep it affordable for younger companies. We don't break even on a $299 until 4 or 5 months in. We have to earn your business.
Right.
We have to keep your phone ringing. But that's how we've kept our doors open for over 21 years, providing a quality service at a fair price and, of course, keeping our clients on board for the long term. So as a pricing director, a senior pricing director with over 13 years of experience with the company, I know that once you give this the opportunity to work, you're going to see the results that you're looking for. You're going to keep the service long term. It's a smart decision for me to go ahead and make this as affordable for you as I can. Like I said, I'd waive that $299 setup fee and reduce the overall cost monthly from $599 to a fixed rate of $299. You'd be saving $599 in your first month alone. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's actually better than that because it won't go up to $599 next month. In fact, it would never go up beyond $299, no matter how long you keep the business and the service. I mean, let's say you keep it for 6 years, 10 years, and anyone would say, well, that's a well-established business. You're still grandfathered into the new in business rate. Even if we raise our prices, and in the 13 years I've been with the company, we've raised our prices twice. Last time was about 6 years ago. It may happen in the future, and I don't know if it would or how much it would go up, but I do know for sure that your price won't go up. You'll stay grandfathered in at that $299, that flat rate, which is our new in business rate, but it is a fixed rate. So no matter how long you keep it, you're going to be looking at that $299. Now, the business itself, I see it as Mid-State Property Solutions, and that's how you want the business to be branded. There's no Inc. company or LLC, right?
It is LLC, but
not
in the name
of the business. If anyone asks me, I always say leave off the Inc. Co's and LLCs. I think it's much better and cleaner the way that you've got it. Is your website already online and still a work in progress, or is it not something that I could even look at right now?
you know what? I got to give the final approval.
Okay.
For my website. Actually, he's going to actually text me here momentarily.
Do you know the domain, though?
I own the domain. Yes, yes. He's actually one of my cousins. He's working on the website.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
That's
yeah,
nice.
So, yeah.
Is it like the name of the business.com or what is your domain for the website?
I believe it's the name of the business.com. I believe.
Perfect. Like MidStatePropertySolutions.com, you're pretty sure about that?
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, obviously, we just want to have it in the notes here, and it should be active
right.
In, like, what are you looking at, like a week or something like that before it's up and running?
It might be active tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's almost completed. There's a couple of small changes I wanted him to make.
Oh, no kidding. So, you know, like I said, we build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. It takes us maybe 10 to 15 days to build out a website from start to finish. Your website's going to be done much faster, right? So you're already way ahead of the game. And then the address that I see on Angie's is probably your residence, right? I mean, your service base, you go to the customer, no one comes to you. That's not a showroom or a brick-and-mortar location.
Yeah, no. So... Yeah, that's one of my office buildings. I couldn't put my residence on there.
I'm glad because, you know, a lot of business owners say I didn't even want them to have it, but they requested it and then it's on there. So the 1121
right.
Worthington Woods Boulevard, that's not your residence, but you do receive mail.
No,
I'm glad. What I would tell you is Google for sure doesn't want to put home addresses online because, well, first of all, you're probably not going to want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door, especially.
And you're out in the
field most days anyway. So really Google only puts an address on there if a customer can go there, walk through a door, not have to knock on it, just open the door and walk in and there's somebody who would be there to talk to them. Other than that, they wouldn't even want the address to appear online. And you receive mail at the 1121 Worthington Woods Boulevard?
Yeah, I can. Mm-hmm.
You can. Now, I ask because, you know, historically Google verified businesses as being legitimate by using the postal service and a 5-digit PIN card. They've moved away from that almost completely. It's always phone calls or even video calls. But I just wanted to make sure that that's an address associated with your business and that you receive mail there if you needed to. Now, I did want to ask you an email address. It can be a business email. It can be a personal email.
Yeah, it's my business email.
Okay, is it like MidStateProperty Solutions? Is it at gmail.com?
No, MidStateProperty Solutions LLC@gmail.com.
Oh, for the email.
I had to add it for the email. I didn't want to, but I had to.
That's okay. That's okay. But still very closely related to your business name. And then if you didn't have any other questions for me, the next step is to schedule what's called a client interview. It's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google trained technicians will speak with you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, et cetera. It helps us to promote your company exactly the way you want the public to see it. Oh, I wanted to do one other thing. It's just to add a little bit of extra security here on your account, another layer of protection, and it's a security question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Midstate Property Solutions, even if it's you, Nick, and we recognize your voice, we may every now and then ask just for you to verify the security question. It's really for your protection. If you get a phone call from someone who claims to be Google or they claim to be Local Splash, make sure they know that information. They would basically be able to give it to you immediately. If they can't, then you should not speak with them because it wouldn't be us. And Google will only contact you if we contact them and ahead of time and then let you know that you're going to get a call directly from Google. But always make sure that they have that information. If anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, just politely end that phone call. That wouldn't be us. It is exactly $299 as an out-the-door cost. Like I said, I'm even waiving that setup fee. Now, your options, though, for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in. We're doing and it's Tiffin, Ohio.
You said Tipton?
Tiffin. T-I-F-F-I-N.
I'll have to type it in twice. Okay, you are all set and squared away there. And then it is, like I said, exactly $299, no setup fee. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? what works best for you, sir?
I can do Visa.
Is it your name first and last on the card, any middle initial or the business name?
1 second. Let me transfer this money over really fast. And so if, when I pay this $299 today, right, what happens mm-hmm. after that?
So we're going to schedule your follow-up call, your client interview, and then it's going to take, let me see, let me just pull everything up here. So we do the client interviews first day, second day, third day. So if we can get it done today, that's definitely get the ball rolling, expedite the process. Days 5 through 7 is when you'll have full access to your client dashboard. Again, that's your tracking, your reporting, and so much more, because that's when everything will be created, all the directories will be submitted, and there will be something for us to track. Now, obviously, we're not building out a website here. Your Facebook ads, I mean, it's usually 7 to 14 days when we're building a website, because it waits for the website to be completed. So it's probably going to be closer to like 7 to 10 days or even less. Once your Facebook ads are up and running and attached to your website, you can already start getting those phone calls. Whether it's, you know, 45 days, 60 days, everything's firing on all cylinders. You're listed throughout your entire service area for every service that you want to provide. If it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we'll continue to provide tracking, reporting, updates, and optimization for you. Now, I'm pulling up that client interview calendar right now. Would you be available if there is something available today? We might be booked out for the rest of the day, but let me see what we've got. My goodness, we are booked out for today and tomorrow. So we're looking at Monday as early as 10 a.m. or as late as 5 o'clock, pretty much any time in between. Would you want something mid-morning, early afternoon, or even very late in the day on Monday?
I can do 5 o'clock on Monday.
5? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 5 until 6. It's a one-hour window. The call typically takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. Now, there's a reason for that one-hour window. If you have additional questions, we want to make sure that we get those questions answered and try to have enough time so that it does not impact the one that comes after that. But it's also there because the guy before you might have had a ton of questions, and we can't call you right at 5 o'clock. We might call you at 5:30. We should still be able to get it done by 6 o'clock. So there's a reason for that one-hour window.
Right.
Is it Nick or Nicholas on the card? Any middle initial?
Nick.
N-I-C-K?
Yeah.
And your last name is Ward, W-A-R-D?
Yes.
And I think you said it was a Visa, right? That should start with a 4?
Yeah, I'm getting my wallet right now. I got my card out as we speak. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Yep, it's 4430.
Yes, sir.
4400.
Okay.
6081.
Okay.
1064.
1064. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
202.
202. And the expiration month and year?
0129.
01 of 2029. So I have January or 01 of 2029 for the expiration date. The three digits on the back of the card, 202. The card itself, Nick, was at 4430, 4400, 6081, 1064.
Mm-hmm.
And does that bill at the 1121 or does that bill at your home address?
My home address.
And is that still 43085?
No, my home address is 8651 Green Gate Boulevard, Canal, Winchester, Ohio, 43110.
You said 43110?
43110, yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, in the next couple of minutes, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support information on there, the phone number, hours of operation, the email address, etc. If you have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I have it right here. I put it in my notes.
Perfect. That's exactly what I do. So the toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. 6225. It's option one or extension one to reach client support. Nick, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you that same business day, unless they receive the email after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they will follow up with you the following business day.
And what's the company's name?
The email address is support@localsplash.com. The name of the business is Local Splash. Localsplash.com is our website, and the support email is support@localsplash.com. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, Mr. Ward, I'm actually required to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a flat rate, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're waiving your setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Ward, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Midstate Property Solutions.
That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Ward, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Nick Ward, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Ward, as the owner of Midstate Property Solutions, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And that's because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Ward, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, of course.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of Angie, Thumbtack. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, first of all, with all the content we'll be creating for Midstate Property Solutions, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And perhaps even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Nick, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. Answer name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. If there is any physical street address, it's going to be the 1121 Worthington and not your home address. Let me see. Let me go back here. So we do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, as part of getting you verified, there are certain documents that we do request that you send to us as quickly as possible. Anything like a business card, any licensing or proof of insurance, of course, any photos of tools or equipment, photo of your work vehicle. Obviously, there's no physical workplace. Google's usually fine with just a picture of your work vehicle parked at home. That's fine. Doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything on that list, and you're going to get an email in a minute or two here with the things that we were hoping that you can send us. as much as you can send us helps us to kind of expedite the process, kind of reassure Google that you're a real company providing these services. We ask that you support, provide those supporting documents within the first 7 days, as failure to do so may result in delays to your account. So do you agree to submit those items within the first 7 days?
For sure. Yes.
Perfect. That's perfect. Now, again, with me waiving the setup fee and reducing the cost of the service from $5.99 down to $2.99, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the account setup, which I'm waiving entirely, will be charged today, the 19th of March, in the very reduced total amount of $299.00. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, so there's no hidden taxes, there's no hidden fees, there's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all the additional relevant directories. Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month in that same exact reduced amount of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, with any form of advertising, obviously, we do want you to give it a fair chance to work for you. The first month's going to be good. The second month is going to be even better. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. You can pause it, too, if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can pause it seasonally if necessary. If you cancel your account in the first 90 days, an early termination fee applies. Now, Nick, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact your client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That's actually because we are closed on the weekend. Nick, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. In the next minute or so, you're going to receive a couple of different emails. One is that confirmation or welcome email that I mentioned. Now, that's going to be important not just because it has our client support information that I already gave you. It will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system is not going to be active for a couple of days. We have to do your client interview first and then create that content. As I mentioned, it might be 5 to 7 days before you have full access to that. If you try before that, you might get a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. But your login credentials will be on that welcome email. You'll also get that other email that I mentioned, the one with the different things. It's going to say something like action needed, photos needed for Google verification. You should, though, and it might be the first one that you get, is the one that says local splash initial invoice. It's going to generate a text message as well. Now, that's going to have the link to the written terms and conditions, everything that we just went over in the voice verification. It's going to be provided for you in writing. So I'm trying to refresh my system, but it's just spinning. It's taking a little bit of time here. Do you see that email on your end, though?
Let's see.
I see it has been sent. It's been sent on my end. The other ones are still in the queue, still
waiting to be sent. Yeah, local splash. Yeah, I see it.
So the one that says local splash initial invoice, you open it up. It's going to say, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Let's see. Local splash, $2.99. Access dashboard.
So it should be above where the Access dashboard is in the body of the email. If it's the one that says local splash initial invoice, which on my system it seems that that's the only one that's been sent.
Yeah. Yeah, it's $2.99, 1 month paid, billing status paid.
Okay.
Oh, so it went through on the card and everything? Everything good?
Oh, yeah, that payment did go through. But the email itself, it should say in the body of the email above any graphic about clicking on your dashboard, it should say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And it says, thank you, Local Splash Team. So right near the body of the email itself, you see where it says, please click here?
No, it doesn't say, oh, okay, I see. Please click here. Okay.
So click on the click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the local Splash Terms of Experience. It starts out as a blue field, but if you scroll through it, you know, there's some writing in the white field. But you can scroll through that. I don't want to walk it through everything. Your time is valuable. Google's going to be our main focus. Everyone's main focus. We are going to make sure you're on Bing as well, and of course through the Facebook ads. You'll see three boxes down below, and if you haven't already, please do click on them. One, two,
yeah, I just did it.
You did, okay. And then the longer box.
It took me a username.
Okay, let me refresh my system here. If you're seeing where it's asking you to log into your account, you don't have to go that next step. Like I said, your dashboard is not up and active yet. If you do try to log in, you're just going to get a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. I don't see yet if you've gotten the welcome email, but I can manually check and see. I don't see the welcome email yet, but I can manually check and see. So your username is going to be set in our system, but it's easy for you to remember. It's your phone number. It's easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area code is included, but it's just numbers. So no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. Of course, that makes your username 614-301-1110. You can't change your username.
That's 614-530-1110?
I've got 614-530-1110.
Yes, correct. Okay.
So that is your username. I'm looking to see what your password is set. Your default password is set BPHOTOS, BEPHOTOS, BPHOTOS. You can change that as much as you like. And let me just kind of...
How you spell it?
BEPHOTOS. The welcome email has been sent. Yeah, so BPHOTOS, like BEPHOTOS, BPHOTOS.
Oh, BPHOTOS. Oh, okay.
You'll find it on your welcome email, which has already been sent. And then you did also get the other one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite for your client interview. So you should get that to your email inbox. Again, that is scheduled for Monday at 5:00. Again, it's a 1-hour window just in case you have additional questions on the back end, just in case whoever gets assigned to that, and I know the short list of who it could be, but not exactly who's going to get assigned to your account for your client interview. They may still be wrapping up the phone call. They try not to wrap up notes if it's going to impact that following call, but please please just know it's scheduled right now from 5 until 6. We will try to get a call out to you as close to 5 as we possibly can. At the latest, I would think, 5:30, so there's still enough time to get that done by 6:00. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll jump on that call just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, and answer any questions you may have. I do try to keep my phone lines open when I know I've got a client interview scheduled, but if I happen to have already been on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. They'll know that you were born in Tiffin, and you can ask them that if you want to. But other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that going for you. Perfect timing to get that website in front of more eyes, get your phone ringing, and earn your business 1 month at a time. But I appreciate you. Hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you. You've been patient. You've been kind. You made me laugh a couple of times, and I appreciate that. You know, I don't always get that, but I always appreciate speaking with someone who's been respectful of my time. Nick, you certainly have been, and I do hope that I can speak with you when our technician gives you a call on Monday. But you have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Thank you so much, Mr. Ward. Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Thank you, too. Bye.